This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talked yesterday on the program about how the coronavirus is hitting the services sector pretty hard. Neil Cairns, our bartender up in Portland, Oregon, told us about how his bar is cutting back his hours. And in fact, not long after we aired that conversation, the governor of Oregon ordered bars and restaurants to close for anything other than takeout. Same thing's happening all across the country, especially after New York and Los Angeles shut things down as well. So how do you suppose is the restaurant industry dealing? Marketplace's Justin Ho is on that one.
Back in February, the Taiwanese restaurant 886 in Manhattan started seeing a steady slowdown. Co-owner Eric Z says the drop-off in business was manageable at first. Then, last Thursday, New York City declared a state of emergency.
And then just, poof, nobody came.
Z says by Friday, revenue was down 80%. That cut directly into the cash he uses to pay his employees, buy supplies, pay rent. A restaurant like his doesn't have a buffer to sustain a hit like that.
You're operating on crazy, crazy thin margin.
On Sunday, Z closed down the restaurant and sent employees home. That same day, Emmeline Zhao, who manages Little Tong Noodle Shop, shut down one of her three Manhattan locations. Zhao says the restaurant industry is already risky. Something like this can be devastating.
And we're seeing only the beginning of it, and it terrifies me.
New York City's Department of Small Business Services is offering businesses grants and zero-interest loans. Greg Bishop is the department commissioner.
That money could go to anything. It could be to install a point-of-sale system. It could be to do something different than they normally would have done.
A group of independent restaurants around the country is offering discounted gift cards. They call them dining bonds, and the idea is to keep cash coming in. Other restaurants are trying different strategies. Steve Chu runs a restaurant called Akibin in Baltimore. He's now focusing on app-based ordering and delivery, and also bleach to keep the whole process clean.
Like, our door handle used to be black. Now it's the silver is definitely showing.
At 886 in New York, Eric Z will start selling beef noodle kits you can heat up at home.
So I'm heading in after this call to prep, actually.
Z says he'll use the proceeds to pay his employees who are now out of a job. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.